Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're going to Oklahoma. Welcome to Oklahoma, everyone.
She does not want to go to Oklahoma. Historically, many people have been forced to go to Oklahoma against their will.
Historically, that is very true. But we're talking about people that I think Ryan Walters was there, like, willingly. I think he loves it there. He's like king of the castle, except everybody hates him.
Actually, that maybe kind of tracks, because lots of people hated their kings in those times. Mm-hmm. So maybe being king of the castle does mean people hate you.
Maybe so. And you know what? That's just part of it. So if you don't know who Ryan Walters is, he's the Oklahoma State Superintendent of Public Instruction. And he is so crazy pants that, like, literally Oklahoma Republicans are like, we got to do something about this guy.
Like, they're like, it's all right. It's a lot even for us.
Yeah, they're like, this is over the line. And we found the line. It's Ryan Walters. So what do you know about this dude? Because I
don't know anything about him, but what I do know and why I was like, yeah, let's just, can my computer stop making all the windows disappear? Why is that even a feature? Why would anyone need all their windows to disappear? Actually, probably men up to no good online probably created that fucking feature. I've never in my life felt the need to disappear all my windows immediately.
Porn
actually
culture.
That's a lie. Today a kid caught me on ChatGPT and that was embarrassing.
You were like, I'm using it responsibly for my job.
I was like, so the thing is, I know things, so I don't have to write them anymore because we all know that I know them.
Mm-hmm. I learned how to write them so I can make my ChatGPT work for me, bitch. That's the thing.
I said, once you can give an hour-long lecture about the Civil War from memory, then you're allowed to use ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you make ChatGPT your bitch, and that's how we are ushering in the future.
But anyway, actually, before I talk more about what I knew about Oklahoma, I did have the thought today, because, like, the stuff I turn in for, like, lesson plans, that's ChatGPT. And then the feedback they give me, that's ChatGPT. So I was like, it's kind of crazy that, like, we're literally destroying the environment to send each other emails that ChatGPT wrote that neither of us are reading.
Oh, my God. When I worked,
how do we get here?
So those of you who don't know, I haven't talked about this online. The entire content marketing team got cut cruelly and unusually from my corporate job. So I don't work my corporate job anymore, obviously. And the last project that somebody handed down to us, it was all written in ChatGPT. And the whole team was like, I'd know this anywhere. But my old boss is like obsessed with AI, to the point where he hired one of his little friends to figure out how to replace all of us with AI on the content marketing team. And then it was just like a chain of really unfortunate events where we all were forced to do projects that were digging our own graves. Like, I presented a whole, like, back to school campaign, and they changed it beyond recognition. Could not recognize my work after they were done ripping it to shreds and changing it. And I was like, this shit's not gonna work, you know? And they were like, so what would happen if we got rid of social? And I was like,
They were like, it might work if we kill you. Had you considered that?
Yeah. And then the shit didn't work at all. And they were like, your last day is today. No, it's not true. I had several heads up, but they did have to pay out my contract because they, like, I don't know. There was a lot of drama. I invoiced them. I was like, bitch. And then I went into my exit interview and I was like, I know I'm not really like a corporate gal, so this is not profesh, but this shit's crazy. Like, do you realize what crazy fucking environment this is? And this guy was like, yeah, corporate life is so strange. And I was like, yeah, I will not be back. I will not be back.
It's like... I had that thought the other day. My mom was like, so what are your career goals? And I was like, why would you ask such a rude ass question? And I was like, she was like, could you ever see yourself going back to corporate? And I was like, no.
No. Like, they don't even talk normal. They talk so weird there.
I was like, not even no, like, I don't like it. Like, no, the way when you try and put, like, a feral raccoon in a dress reacts. Yes. Like, that's how I feel about it. Like, it's not even a regular no. It's like a for everyone's safety no. Like,
literally.
For the safety of me and others, no.
I was like, why are we doing things like this? And he was like, TBH, I have no idea. I was like, okay, perfect. See you never. Thank you.
When you're like, hey, do you want to talk normal? And then they're like, this is normal. And you're like, oh, yeah.
One day I was in one of those meetings with my VP and my director, and I was like trying to tell them over and over again that we needed to be on Pinterest and Teachers Pay Teachers if we want to focus on teachers. And he was talking so weird. And he was like, well, my best friend that I'm paying $10,000 to replace all of you with AI, he was doing a bunch of market research and he didn't find Pinterest or Teachers Pay Teachers.
You're like, so he Googled teachers and didn't find Teachers Pay Teachers?
I was like, so he's
dumb. We going to double check that he Googled teachers spelled correctly? Did he put a Z on it? I've made that mistake.
Literally. Oh my god, my allergies are so bad, so the wheezing is so aggressive today. But anyways, no, I just, in the middle of the meeting, he was talking and I was like, stop, please just fucking let me do Teachers Pay Teachers. Like, we need to do Pinterest or Teachers Pay Teachers. And he was like, that's a hell of a pitch. And I was like, can we just talk normal? Like, I can't do this anymore. And he said,
the body keeps score and your score is really fucking high.
I hated it. I hated corporate life. I loved my director and my manager, who also got fucking fired. But yeah, it was just
pour
awful.
One out for the homies.
Pour one out for the homies. I don't even care. They were like, are you sad? And I was like, no, I don't know. I don't
Are you
think
sad?
So. I just am moving my job to do other stuff. I'm fine. I'm going to live. But God. Okay. So anyways.
Okay, so Oklahoma. So what Oklahoma. I saw on the internet, on Twitter, very reliable news
good
source.
Good research.
Good market research, as the ChatGPT guy would say. You're Craig. Craig is my just generic villain name. But anyway, so I saw a tweet about how Oklahoma was putting Bibles back in school. Mm-hmm. More specifically, I saw the quote tweet of that tweet that said, you're 49th in literacy, baby, they can't read those Bibles. And I was like,
let alone the King James version, which is the only version they're letting in the classrooms, by the way.
Stop. Oh my god, do you want to hear a funny story about the King James yes. Bible? I think I might have told you this. So okay. When I was a kid, we used to go and like feed the homeless people every Christmas, and my family was not particularly religious, but we went with a church group, and like, not to be that bitch, but we did have the biggest kitchen, so they did meet in our kitchen, and that would be like our meet point, and then we would drive to where we were going. And this one year, we would always do a prayer, always. And this one year, and the preacher would do the prayer every time. He would always bring his Bible, and he looks at my dad this one year and goes, I can't believe I forgot my Bible, can I borrow one of yours? And my dad is like, yeah, we of course you can do that. And he literally, my dad goes into the attic and finds a King James Bible and gives it to this guy. And the guy goes, oh, wow, the King James version. I haven't seen one of these in a while. And my dad goes, we like to keep it traditional around here.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
And that man literally, like, struggled through reading the passage that he wanted. And I was like, you're not a preacher for real. Like,
heck, poser. Fake fan.
Poser. You're not an OG Jesus fan. Fucking bandwagon for Jesus.
Oh my God.
So that's my limited information about the Bible and Oklahoma. So I'm very curious to hear what horrors you have found. Oh, do you want to hear an inspiring teacher story really quick?
Yes.
Okay, so I teach AP US History. I think most people probably know that, but if you didn't, basically it's like the best class to teach ever because everyone in the entire world is using the same curriculum. So like the Facebook groups go hard. Like people share stuff, and because it's not every state having a different standard, like we can all use the exact same stuff. Like there's just so much out there. And there is this legend and icon, Katherine Brown, who posts everything for free. Find me anyone else doing that. Literally, like, she is a godsend. She saved my life because I was like really struggling last year, and I use all her stuff. It's so organized, it's so good, it's so gorgeous. Tragedy struck the other night. I don't know what happened. I don't know if she switched districts, but like all of her stuff is through Google Drive and everything stopped working. Now anything you click says like, this cannot be shared outside of the organization. So that's like me and tons of other teachers that had embedded hyperlinks to her readings. All of our stuff is broken now. So literally like last night was my 9/11 when that website went down. And like it truly was. Like I'm not joking. Like I cried.
I know,
like
you're
I
not.
Was like, because literally every assignment now has 10 to 20 broken links in it.
Oh my God.
But the way the APUSH community is rallying, people have sent her tons of money. She posted and said, like, she has access to everything. She just has to fix all the links. And the way the community is rallying, and there's all these threads now where people are like, I have original copies of these. I made copies of these. I have them in my Google Drive. I have never seen teachers teacher this hard. Literally hundreds of people like coming out of the woodwork to help each other because we all stupidly relied on one person. And like, it's just, it's really giving me like positive teacher feels to see like, all of us were so down bad, including the icon Miss Brown. Like she got affected the worst out of any of us. She's been getting hundreds of emails. And then to see everyone like working together and like immediately within 24 hours, there's threads organized by unit. Everyone's sharing everything. Like it's quite gorgeous. And we don't talk about many positive things. So I had to let you all know.
That is beautiful. Collaboration across the country. Amen, sister friend.
That's some shit that would never happen in a PLC.
Everything goes back to the hatred of PLC. Okay.
That's my new religion.
I'm gonna gossip now.
Okay, let's get to Oklahoma.
Everything that you think about all of this. So we talked about PragerU, and shout out to all the PragerU lovers that showed up on our YouTube and banded together to defend their favorite curriculum. Good for you.
You're
fucking weird, but yeah. Anyways, so Ryan Walters approved PragerU Kids materials as his supplemental content for public schools, but he took it one step further. This man also was like, oh my God, I think we need to just redo all of the social studies curriculum in Oklahoma, and I have just the people. He decided that he was going to take PragerU and Heritage Foundation, Project 2025 Heritage Foundation, and combine them and be like, you will help me with the new social studies curriculum.
Oh no.
I know. And I just want to say, like, as I go through all of this, every single time I post anything about him, 9,000 DMs come in. They're like, did you hear about this? Did you hear about the misappropriation of $26 million? And I'm like, no. The bottom, there is no bottom. It's like a Mary Poppins bag of bullshit with him. So obviously he's had very anti-LGBTQ stances. Apparently his Twitter is crazy. Like, I don't know. He apparently goes on rants all the time. But one of the biggest things,
I know what I want my civic servants doing is ranting on Twitter. I want them locked in and clocked in on Twitter every day, five times a day.
It's the way. This is the way. This is a kind of a culture that he's created. And there's also a lot of like harassment and bullying in schools in general. And this has created like a perfect storm kind of. And Nex Benedict, who was a teen that died after a fight at school, Nex Benedict is a student from Oklahoma. The Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights was the only reason that death got investigated, because everybody else was like, no, they weren't bullied, or no, they started it, or whatever. But then the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights was like, actually, you guys fucked up and you ignored harassment over and over and over again. And you are indeed going to be held accountable in some way for this child's death. This dude is like locked in on Twitter, right? And I know you hate when I bring her up, but the Libs of TikTok creator was appointed to the Library Advisory Board in Oklahoma.
Does she even live in Oklahoma?
She does not live in Oklahoma. She also has had a horrible track record. This person, again, targets LGBTQ individuals. That's like their number one thing. That's their whole shtick half the time. And you go viral on Twitter, you get death threats out the ass. Like, going viral on Twitter with the right wing people is a special kind of hell. So many teachers have lost their jobs, lost their livelihoods, like lost their reputations. Their addresses all get posted. Their schools all get posted. Like, it's very, very, very scary. And more, she posted that Boston's Children's Hospital was providing gender-affirming hysterectomies to minors. This was misinformation. And it resulted.
Who said that? Right. I don't think anyone said that.
Right. And it was misinformation that resulted in bomb threats against the hospital. So I remember when this happened, she was like, well, that's not my problem. It's not my fault. I'm just reporting. It's not my fault if people choose to send bomb threats to the children's hospital because of what I said that was bullshit. So, disaster. And then we're like, oh, you know what? I know that you hate books. So we're going to put you on this library advisory committee.
And I want to hear the last five books she's read.
Oh,
just for personal reasons.
So there is a glossary of extremism, and I don't know if anybody's heard of this. I peruse this website a lot. It's the ADL's glossary of extremism, and Libs of TikTok was on there, is on there, and she threw a complete temper tantrum and was like, you have to take me off of there. But I think she fits. I really do. I think she belongs there. So... So all this is happening, right? The Bible thing happens, which I'll get into. And that's after the Bible thing, August of this past year, is when Republican lawmakers were like, you guys, you got to investigate this dude. Like, they went to their house and they were like, we got to fix this. And the House Speaker was like, no, you need more support. But basically not every Oklahoma school, but pretty damn near a lot of them have massive issues with this guy. Like, it's not like Oklahoma schools are like doing heel clicks and being like, woohoo, finally we're free to be us and discriminate against everyone. No, like, they hate this guy, and his memos are actually insane. I have three of them, but I was hoping
you were gonna say that.
I have original documents of everything. I have a folder. So there is this.
Did you rob him? How did you? You're like, you're actually in his office.
I don't know if
the call's coming from inside the house.
I'm pretty sure they're all available widely, but there is an underground group that hates this guy, and they send me screenshots of what they're talking about.
Perfect.
Yeah.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's talk about the Bible thing, because this is like the biggest thing for me right now. I think it's a little bullshit on many levels. Basically, Ryan decided to tell everyone, hey, you have to incorporate the Bible and the Ten Commandments into your curriculum for grades 5 through 12. At first, he said, I would like $3 million to buy 55,000 God Bless the USA Bibles, better known as Trump Bibles. He didn't outright say that, but there's an order form that I have a picture of the invoice for. He only spoiler alert, he only was able to get 500 because of a bunch of other things. But the invoice where he got these Bibles is an apartment in Tennessee. An apartment in Tennessee. 500 Trump Bibles.
Did he get them on Craigslist? What the fuck?
I have no idea. I know that the,
you know, just our approved vendors. This guy's apartment in Tennessee.
Somebody explained to me that the reason he got 500 was because people A, pitched a fit, and B, he figured out that he didn't need approval if he bought under $25,000 worth of something. So he like was trying to get around it. Yeah. And he was like,
if it's less than 25,000, no one can actually see. It's like an invisibility cloak. No one can see the order form to Brian's apartment in Tennessee.
The government is like that. So there is a, it's a bid form. It says this solicitation is a contract document, blah, 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 whatever. It's saying what kind of Bibles you can purchase. Okay. The requirement, the supplier must provide 55,000 Bibles with shipping included to each school district and with a 2-week delivery time. It has to be the King James Version. It has to include copies of the Pledge of Allegiance, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. It must not contain any additional commentary, and it must be bound in leather.
So I think that including the Declaration of Independence in a Bible is additional commentary on that Bible, because I don't know if they knew this. Those documents were written at very different times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why they're together.
And so in this way, Ryan didn't explicitly ask for Trump Bibles, but what Bible has the Declaration of fucking Independence in it, bound in leather, King James Version? But the only Bible that meets these requirements is the Trump Bible or the God Bless the USA Bible, which includes the chorus of the song God Bless the USA. And also the Constitution in that has no amendments. So it does not include things like term limits.
Or ending slavery.
Uh-huh. Mm. Can women vote in the Constitution before the amendments?
Mm. No. Mm. No, that's number 19. That was the 19th thing they got to.
They keep
Prohibition was 18.
Of course.
They were like, all right, bitches, wait. We got to ban alcohol and create the mafia. So wait, you got to sit down for 5 minutes.
So when all this is going on, at first Ryan's like, actually, I don't need $3 million. I would like $6 million. And they were like, can you fuck off? Can you shut up, Ryan? He also wanted to teach the Ten Commandments very explicitly. But October 17th, a lawsuit was filed in the Oklahoma Supreme Court by over 30 individuals, and they were asking him to knock it off. So at some point there, he was like, all right, 500 Trump Bibles will do. Would you like to watch a video?
I would always love to watch a video.
We are excited to announce a new office here in the Oklahoma State Department of Education. That will be the Office of Religious Liberty and Patriotism. For too long in this country, we've seen the radical left attack individuals' religious liberty in our schools. We will not tolerate that in Oklahoma. Your religious liberties will be protected.
The coffee mug's too
far. We've also seen patriotism mocked.
Do you know what it says? Pause.
What does it say?
It says in Latin, if you want peace, prepare for war.
Oh, what a specific thing to say.
And that on his desk is a Trump Bible.
What a specific thing to say. Also, I can see the cord to your lamp. So not only is he bad, he has a bad team. They're bad at their jobs.
Yeah.
And those flags, you can barely see it. One piece of tape, that lamp cord would be invisible. Don't upset me.
I know, girl.
You're already upsetting me with the content. At least hide the cords.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We will not tolerate that in Oklahoma. Your religious liberties will be protected. We have also seen patriotism mocked and a hatred for this country pushed by woke teachers' unions. We will not tolerate that in any school.
I would love to find a woke teachers' union.
We want
our
students
to find
one. Patriotic. We want our students to love this country. And we want all students' religious liberty to be protected. I will now say a prayer. And to be clear, students, you don't have to join. But if you so wish, I'm going to go ahead and pray.
If you so wish, I'm going to go ahead and pray. You didn't give me time to answer. I did. I will say, okay, this is horrible. You're not going to like that I said this. I did appreciate the case about praying in schools because I never thought it would happen, but one of my kids asked to lead a group prayer, and I was really happy that I could go to a settled case to determine how I handle that.
You know what?
I never thought, when they said the law is the kid has to lead it, I've always been like, that'll never happen. It happened to me. They were into it. They group prayed before their test. They did a good job. The average was a 63, but the prayer before they started was great. And I literally just stood there looking around, not being
involved. Were you in the Abe Lincoln beard?
No, I wish.
Oh my God. I want you to listen to one thing in particular this man is about to say, and he catches himself saying it too.
Dear God, thank you for all the blessings you've given our country. I pray for our leaders to make the right decisions. I pray in particular for President Donald Trump and his team as they continue to bring about change to the country. I pray for our parents, teachers, and kids that they get the best education possible and live high quality lives.
I hope I get the best education possible. I can tell you right now, my grad program is not giving me the best education possible.
If anybody's wondering, Oklahoma is ranked 49th in the state. Somebody told me that they were ranked 60th in the country, and I'm like, how is that possible?
Maybe they were counting territories and military bases or
something. I think so.
I also pray that we continue to teach love of country to our young people and that our students understand what makes America great. And that they continue to love this country.
I love how he like short circuits after he's like,
and he's like, and
what makes America great?
He was like, oh damn, I usually end it on make America great, but I can't end it on that.
And so he sent out a memo and it said, dear
go
superintendent,
fuck yourself, bitch.
He sent out a memo that said, dear superintendent, we are in dangerous time. Wait, it's just, this is fucking
we are in dangerous time. The time is danger. Moira Rose. Like, no, wait, so what's this man's title? If he's not the superintendent, what's his title? You said it's like the state office.
State Superintendent of Public Instruction. So he's like in the Oklahoma State Department of Education.
Got it. And he wrote this to a district superintendent.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Fuck, and I read it wrong. Dear superintendent, we are in a dangerous time for this country. Students' rights and freedoms regarding religious liberties are continuously under assault. The newly created Department of Religious Liberty and Patriotism will be working to thwart any attempts to disrupt our Oklahoma students' fundamental freedoms. In one of the first,
I think y'all need to work about the fundamentals of phonics in Oklahoma. If anything fundamental needs to be happening in Oklahoma, it's hooked on phonics. Let's get a letter about that.
It says, in one of the first steps of this newly created department, we are requiring all of Oklahoma schools to play the attached video to all kids that are enrolled. We are also requiring that school districts send this video to all parents as well. Students are encouraged but not required to join me in this prayer. It's linked Prayer for the Nation. And that is the video that he wanted everyone to play. And literally everyone was like, can you go fuck yourself, actually? We're not fucking playing this. Are you insane?
I wish that there was any reason for me to show that to my students, because their reactions would be absolutely incredible. I'm not going to show it to them because it literally has nothing to do with anything that I talk
Kids,
about.
Look, like, listen to this crazy shit.
I really can't think of a reason why I could rationally show them that, so I will not be showing it to them, to be very clear. But I just know the way that they would talk about his hair would be very enjoyable for me.
So, did you catch that the 500 Bibles that he bought were for an AP Gov class? His requirement.
Because of course they were. He said, let's go straight to the source.
Uh-huh. He
said, which one of these kids knows the Constitution the best?
He sent a 5-page document of instructional guidelines for teachers who are to be teaching the Bible, K through five. He like said, you need to teach just the literary components of it. Just talk about like allusions, themes, and archetypes. And
that's not in the AP Gov curriculum.
That. He said K through five. So K through five has to teach it. But the Bibles themselves that he did get from the apartment in Tennessee were just specifically for AP Gov.
I guess that's why they needed the Constitution in there, because I'm sure the AP Gov students have no other way to get their hands on a Constitution.
Mm-mm. I'm sorry, Oklahoma, I love you. I'm sorry that you're going through this. But the conclusion of these guidelines is, the inclusion of the Bible as an instructional support in the curriculum offers students a deeper understanding of the historical and literary foundations of Western civilization and American history. By focusing on these aspects, teachers can enrich students' education while adhering to legal guidelines. So, a holistic approach ensures that students do not merely see the Bible as a religious text, but as a significant historical and cultural artifact that has influenced a wide array of human endeavors. He's going on and on about, like, being neutral. And it's just like,
be yourself. Don't be neutral.
So anyways, that is kind of like where they are. Tons of groups are like, this is insane. Major school districts in Oklahoma have said, no, we're not going to show students this video. Like, what are you even doing? And criticizing teachers' unions in the same video, it's like, no, they're not going to want to show it at all. In fact, when he first got elected, he rolled into a school board meeting and called the teachers there terrorists. Like, he's not doing any favors
for himself. Quite the choice. He's like, I know how I will get the teachers to love me. Day one, call them terrorists.
The Oklahoma Attorney General said that he cannot ask everyone to, or require everyone to show that video.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it seems like pretty straightforward from a legal perspective that you can't do that.
Right?
I'm not a lawyer, but that's immediately what I picked up from it.
But on November 7th, he sent out a memo. I'm going to read this to you. The rhetoric is interesting. The federal government has hijacked our education system. Why did you say hijacked? That's what I want to know. Using taxpayer dollars to impose harmful policies and control what is taught in our schools. This memo addresses five major areas where eliminating the U.S. Department of Education and moving to block grants would restore authority to states, allowing communities, not Washington bureaucrats, to decide what is best for their children. Block grants are ass. I will not be elaborating. One, championing parents' rights. The Biden administration labeled parents as threats and tried to silence their concerns. States, when restored control, will ensure parents' voices are not just heard, but respected. Unless, of course, he didn't say this. This is me interjecting. Unless, of course, you don't want your kids to learn the fucking Bible in school. That is not respected.
Be quiet about that.
Shut your mouth.
That's not who I'm talking about.
No. Anyways, number two. Also, ending social indoctrination in classrooms. That's number two here. Federal funds have been used to force radical agendas. Oh, like the time that you wanted to spend $6 million fucking dollars on Bibles, Ryan. But instead, he says this. Like promoting boys and girls sports and pushing divisive gender and racial ideologies. Dear listener, if you would like to know, five K through 12 students were identified as transgender in the entire country playing sports on girls' teams.
That's what, like,
five.
I know no one's serious when they talk about this. And the same thing with, like, the surgeries, because, like, look at the number of 16-year-old girls that have gotten boob jobs compared to the number of gender affirming surgeries.
Yeah, but if you ask certain people, they're doling out gender affirming surgeries left and right.
I didn't even get scissors at school. They didn't even give me the adult scissors. I got three pairs of kids' scissors at school, and y'all think that we have the resources to be providing surgery?
I know.
They didn't even give me Band-Aids.
Continuing on, he says, with block grants, states can reject these mandates and focus on real education over propaganda. Unless you consider indoctrination being forced to learn about the Bible in schools. That's a different kind of indoctrination. We call that values and morals on the Republican side. They don't consider that that might be indoctrination. They only think indoctrination is when you're being inclusive of people who are different than you.
They're like, no. When we only teach them the Bible in schools, that's not indoctrination. Indoctrination is when you have a rainbow that says kindness, duh.
Right, like, duh. So this one says, number three, protecting patriotism in curriculum. Schools are pressured to teach books that undermine American values and ignore the truth about American history. Unless, of course, you consider the truth that slavery was bad. Florida said it was fine, and they made a whole stink about it because they're crazy. Anyways, by removing federal overreach, Ryan says, states can make sure students learn a patriotic curriculum that respects our country and honors our shared heritage. I'm so irritated by all of this. Four, stopping illegal immigration's impact on schools. Open border policies flood schools with unregulated demands, stretching resources meant for American kids. All of Oklahoma.
Are people really flocking to Oklahoma?
2% of Oklahoma's population is undocumented. States free from federal overreach could manage these impacts in ways that protect classrooms and prioritize their communities. Five, blocking foreign influence in our schools. This one to me is crazy. Federal policies tie funding to outside agendas, allowing China and other adversaries to infiltrate our education system.
Why would the federal government want China to infiltrate our education system? And honestly, because we did an episode about international schools, we have some things to learn from the Chinese, maybe, on education. They're far ahead of us in many categories.
And I don't understand what influence they're suggesting that China has on our schools.
I'm trying to put myself in China's shoes. Like, I feel like they have other things they're focused on.
I don't know. It says, without federal strings, states could reject foreign interference and ensure schools promote only American values. And then he, like, closes it out and whatever.
I'm scared of these people. Why did you tell me about this? Now I'm scared.
You know, that's my duty.
And now we all know.
Mike's Super Short Show. And I literally have to say, and I have to make a TikTok about this too tonight, when they hear stuff about schools in Oklahoma or something, or like in Texas, I feel like a lot of people, they immediately jump to being like, fuck those people in Oklahoma, fuck those people in Texas. Like, how could you teach at a place like that? How could they vote for this? Teachers literally came out in droves and said, do not vote for Ryan Walters. But you know how things go. They have no power. Nobody fucking listens to teachers. That's why we have this goddamn podcast. If we have
I'm listening, who, teachers.
If we have people who listen to teachers, though, we wouldn't be here. We would be like, it would be a very short podcast. But so, like, I don't think it's fair of people to shit all over educators who are boots on the ground dealing with this bullshit on a day-to-day basis. Like, I think that's really unfair. But I think that's, like, a knee-jerk reaction that a lot of people have that also, like, kind of needs to be checked, in my opinion.
Everyone just wants to shit on educators. And I think that it is kind of like when men have mommy issues, so they're really mean to their girlfriend. Like, I think everyone, when they were seven, like, Miss Smith embarrassed them in some kind of way, and just, like, no one was able to come back from that.
Like, all the SoundCloud rappers that are like, nobody believed in me in school. My teacher was a bitch.
I hope one day someone says that about me, because they'll be right.
Oh my God. One of my friends, she is in a rap music video and a rap, like, song, because she was, like, the only teacher who believed in this kid. And he, like, shouted her out in a positive way. Isn't that cute?
That is really cute.
You know?
That what was did we Oklahoma. Even say? Oklahoma, we're praying for you. We just wanted to bring attention to Oklahoma.
I just think we should keep an eye on some things.
Our eyes are kept, and Oklahoma, we see you.
It's kind of
we
our
stick. We see you.
God bless America, I guess.
We love you.
As the Bible says.
The Trump Bye. Bible.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.